temperatures in the far south up to 29 for the 1st of May tomorrow.
Sarah Keith Lucas. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 30th of April. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low 986, expected southeast Iceland 994 by midnight tonight. New low expected Fitzroy 1010 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero, 40s. Variable, 4 or less, becoming southerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Viking and north at zero. Rain, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Cromartie, southwest, 2 to 4, backing south, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 4 or less. Showers, good. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fisher, southwest, 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, variable, 4 or less. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, east, 3 to 5. Backing northeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East, backing northeast, 3 to 5. Showers later, good. Irish Sea, variable, 4 or less. Fair, good. Shannon, southeast, 3 to 5. Backing northeast, 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southwest, 3 to 5. Veering northwest, 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, southeast, 2 to 4. Veering northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Hebrides, southwest, 4 or 5, veering west, 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain, squally showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south, 3 to 5, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast, 3 to 5, veering southwest, 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Rain, fog patches, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 30th of April. Tyree Automatic, south, 3, 12 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east, 4, 16 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west, south by south, 3, 5 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. That should be southwest by south. Lucas, west by south, 3, 24 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Bridlington, west, 2, 1,024, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 1, 2 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 4, 5 miles, 1,022. Jersey, east by north, 4, 14 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 4, 2 miles, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, mist, 3 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Valentia, east by south, 2, 22 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 12 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast 3, 27 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 30th of April. The general situation, high pressure over the southern North Sea will decline today as a cold front moves southeast across northern waters from the evening and into tomorrow, bringing rain or showers for a time. A low over Fitzroy pushes showers into the southeast. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south 2 to 4, veering southwest 3 to 5, showers good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 2 or 3, backing south 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4 later, showers later good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, backing southeast for a time 2 to 4, fair good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 2 or 3 later, fair good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable, mainly easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, fair good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, fair good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, 3 or 4, fair good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, 3 to 5, showers good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast, backing northeast later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Land's End, showers later, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable, mainly southeast, 3 or less, fair, good. Isle of Man, variable or southeast, 2 or 3, fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carniford Lough, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, drizzle with fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly, veering northwesterly later 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches later in North Channel, good, occasionally very poor later in North Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, drizzle with fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 or 5. Showers, then rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 4 or 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. At 6 o'clock this morning, you can hear the Today programme, presented today by Amol Rajan and Emma Barnett. But now, with the time at 5:43, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly.
Good morning. At the heart of all the great world religions, philosophical outlooks and ways of viewing the world around us is the concept or the idea of discernment, what we might call the ability to judge wisely. My dictionary tells me that the English word discern comes from the Latin word discernere, which means to separate or to divide. In a world where it is hard to tell fact from fiction, and we are faced with fake news, alternative facts, misinformation, and disinformation, it can be hard to tell what is true and what is not, what is worth keeping and what should be set aside. Discernment, separating the good from the bad, seems like a very good place to start in our often muddled world. This can be particularly true for younger people who are faced with so many different and often competing narratives about how to judge the world. Many people use the internet for great good, and it can be a wonderful window with which to see our vast world and universe and soak up all the knowledge that it has to offer. But some online influencers also use their considerable following to stoke fear, division, anger, resentment, and a world where we are pitted against one another. In this worldview, conflict seems inevitable, and we are told that we must act to defend ourselves and not let our guard down. But such a world narrows us, and we can so easily end up living in a bunker of our own creation, and paradoxically, wondering why we feel so alone. This bright morning, I pray for the grace to let my guard down and to be open. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is just coming up to 6:15, and that means Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The Welsh Government tries to boost local food connections. It says that'll improve healthy eating and sustainable communities. Will it make a difference for Welsh farmers? First, to new research which suggests that a spray which boosts the equivalent of a plant's blood sugar could improve wheat yields by 12%. Researchers from Rothamsted, Oxford University and the Rosalind Franklin Institute say this is a bigger improvement than breeding achieves, and they hope their biostimulant spray will be used around the world. Work first began on this 25 years ago, and it'll be commercially available next year. Charlotte Smith spoke to Dr. Cara Griffiths, who explained how it works.
Yeah, so what we've created is a biostimulant technology. It doesn't rely on any gene editing or gene modification or any breeding practices. All we're doing is supplying a bit more of the metabolite that the plant already has to exert some pretty powerful effects on their biochemistry.